Your Money Briefing. Money and Market Stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. For Tesla investors, the number of Model 3 sedans the electric car maker can produce in a month could make or break their investment. We'll look ahead to the numbers in a moment. First, these money headlines. For people looking to rent an apartment, vacancy rates are rising, and there are little or no rent increases in many major cities. Rents rose just 2.3% in the second quarter compared to a year earlier. That's the smallest annual increase since the third quarter of 2010. Rental growth was flat in major cities with otherwise strong economies. Cities like Austin, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, and Washington, D.C. That's due to a large amount of new supply. And while average rents continue to grow, individual landlords cut rents in some markets. In addition, landlords are offering tenants incentives, including as many as 3 months paying no rent, free parking, credit for ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft, and Amazon gift cards. And low supplies of natural gas could lead to higher prices this summer as Americans begin to flip on their air conditioning units, boosting demand. Extreme cold in January led to record natural gas consumption, and withdrawals from storage extended into April due to unseasonably cool weather. Well, now the amount of energy required to cool buildings in June is on track for its second highest level since 1981. Stockpiles of natural gas have become depleted after an extended winter this year, increased demand for heating homes, and booming U.S. exports of gas also have absorbed excess inventories. And analysts say that cheap prices have made it more popular for power generation compared with more expensive sources like coal. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
This podcast is sponsored by Intel. Not that you would push your computer to new limits, but you could with the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory. And when I say push, I'm not just talking about opening Photoshop. I'm talking about opening Photoshop and Illustrator and every application on your computer at the same time, just for fun. New computers powered by the 8th Gen Intel Core Processor with Intel Optane Memory are now faster and more responsive, which means you can open, load, and launch like never before. Learn more at intel.com/you could.
Welcome back, everybody. Tesla investors have a lot to be jittery about with regard to the company and its stock, not the least of which is car production. The company reports second quarter delivery figures for its electric cars the week of July 2nd. That's typically a very closely watched figure as investors try to gauge whether the company can achieve consistency in producing cars. Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Charlie Grant is here to discuss. So, Charlie, the magic number in car production for Tesla and its investors is 5,000 Model 3 sedans in a single week. But that's not something that Tesla has been consistently able to hit.
That's right. 5,000 cars a week was a goal that Elon Musk expressed last summer that they would reach by the end of 2017. And I just took a look at my calendar, and it looks like we're about halfway through 2018.
Yes, we are.
So maybe this week is the time. So it's a closely watched figure because there's been some hiccups as Tesla's tried to approach this goal in the past. It's also important because Moody's Investor Service is watching carefully and weighing their credit ratings on Tesla.
Well, Wall Street is losing patience here. It has signaled to Tesla that, for one, you got to hit your production goal so you can expect downgrades in the stock.
That's right, yes. And Moody's downgraded Tesla's debt back in March because of production issues. And when they issued that downgrade, they warned that the 5,000 a week hitting this production figure was important to them. So there's a lot at stake here.
You point out in your story that Tesla has a habit of ramping up car production at the end of a quarter, and investors really should not mistake that, as you point out in your column, should not mistake that for a healthy level of assembly line activity.
Right, right. So in the fourth quarter, Tesla produced a third of the total Model 3s in the last week or so of the quarter. And in the first quarter of 2018, it was about a fifth of total production. There are, of course, about 12 weeks in a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So what is important is not just what you achieve at a maximum, you know, Hail Mary burst rate, as Elon Musk likes to call it. The burst rate is his term, not Hail Mary. But what matters is what can you sustainably produce week after week, because that's how you lower costs and keep, you know, eventually turn the manufacturing operation towards profitability, which is the whole reason investors should be here.
And not only the production issue, but quality issues have plagued the company to the point where it's cutting into several gross margin entries on its general ledger.
That's right. In Tesla's services and other segment, which includes vehicle maintenance, analysts at Bernstein Research came out with a report last week that showed the gross margin in this segment has fallen from about 5% late in 2016 to negative 45%.
I had to read that twice.
Yes, yes. My editor asked me if that was a typo also. It's not. Now, there's a lot in the services and other segment besides vehicle maintenance costs. So we don't know exactly how much of that deterioration is maintenance specifically, but we can infer it's a significant part. And so the question is, if you're making all these cars at a faster rate, but they all need some kind of extra attention later, that might, you know, I mean, profit margins on family sedans in the mid-size market, which is what Tesla's aiming for long term, those really aren't that high. And those cars need to work and work well from the moment customers get them if the automaker is going to make any money.
You know, for Tesla CEO Elon Musk, it's an important task to really clean up a lot of these issues. He called out those who are shorting the stock earlier this month and said, essentially, 3 weeks from now, our stock is going to knock your socks off. It's a lot of stuff here that can put pressure on the stock that we're talking about.
That's true. Mr. Musk's predictions of short squeezes in the past have actually been very good, much better than his production forecast.
Right.
So I would be a little concerned if I was betting against the stock, too. But in the long term, you know, short sellers can lose, and that still might not do much for people who are long the stock if the sustainable business doesn't come afterwards.
And you strip away all the issues we're talking about, you're still left with a chronic cash flow issue as well.
That's right. Tesla burns a lot of cash. Just about last year it was about $1 billion a quarter, and similar results in the first quarter here. And there's $10 billion in debt, and sooner or later you've got to start making money if you want to grow into this valuation that investors have set for you. So it's going to be an interesting summer on the Tesla feed.
So the production numbers come out the week of July 2nd. The earnings come out August 1st?
Around August. The company hasn't given a special date, but it's usually around then. So
okay.
That's what, you know, the earnings calendar, the third-party earnings calendars are projecting. It should be close to that date.
All right. That is Heard on the Street columnist Charlie Grant joining us here in our studio. Charlie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.